one Prabhu came up to the stage and said, Maharaj, you can speak as long as you want. But because of my physical situation, I don't know how long I can speak. The last 3 days I have fever. So I'm suffering like anything. So a doctor from Mumbai, they have come here. So they give me some treatment. So that nice treatment, my suffering of fever reduced. But now I'm getting suffering of the treatment. I feel now more suffering by the medicine than the disease. Anyway, I'll try as much as long as I can speak. First of all, I'm very, very thankful to all of you that you have come from different parts of the world, from very far distance to Sridham Mayapur. I'm very thankful to His Holiness Radhan Swami Maharaj that He has brought so many devotees from very far distance. So you may be feeling that we have come from very far distance to Mayapur. But actually, you have not come from far distance from Mayapur. You have been away from Mayapur and gone to far distance. Yes. When the day Radhanath Maharaj arrived, he was discussing with Jananivas Prabhu and myself. And he was mentioning how Prabhupada sitting in some Gainesville or somewhere, she said, oh, I'm so far from Mayapur. And Maharaj was he was telling that Prabhupada always, he calculates how far he is from Mayapur. So, you have not come from far distance. You have been in far distance. Mayapur is your home. So actually, you are all children and grandchildren, great-grandchildren of Srila Prabhupada. Being a manager of Mayapur, I feel we are simply caretaker of this place. In Bengal, all the jamidars, landlords, they have big, big house, property. But then, due course of time, the children, they have got a job in Bombay, in America, in Delhi, different places. So once a year, they come back to their house. And in between, they have kept some caretaker of their house. So actually, this is Prabhupada's house. You have appointed us as a caretaker of this house only, that's all. I hope you feel homely here in Mayapur. Do you feel like that?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. So Mayapur is manifesting now. So it is not like that. Okay. Now all of you know Mayapur. Before you come to ISKCON, come in contact with ISKCON, before 30, 40, 50 years, how many of you knew about Mayapur, you have heard about Mayapur? None of you. I am from Orissa, very connected to Bengal. I have never heard Mayapur. Even Bengal people, they have not heard Mayapur. Yeah. Nabadev people, they know more or less. Mayapur, nobody has heard. How that? How can all of a sudden this Mayapur came to the knowledge of everybody? Speculated subject matter came from Prabhupada's brain. All of a sudden Mayapur, everybody knowing to Mayapur? It's not like that. Mayapur is there. The glories of Mayapur is there. Glories of Nabadev Dham is there. They're all in scriptures. Shruti, Smriti, Purana, everywhere the glories of Nabadev Dham is there. But Lord Krishna instructed Mayadevi, until I reveal my pastimes, the glory of Mayapur Dham should be kept secret, hidden. So that is the reason, though Muni Rishis, they were hearing, the reading from the scriptures, but they could not catch. Oh, such a glorious place is there. They could not catch. Then after Mahaprabhu's pastimes take place, during that time, Nityananda Prabhu took Jiva Goswami on parikrama, and that time he said, after Mahaprabhu finished his pastimes, manifested pastimes, the whole Navadvip will go into the Ganges. Everything will be flooded. And from now, after 450 years, again the city will manifest again. So that is what happening now. For 450 years, nobody used to know these things. So this is all happening by the plans of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is not a man-made plan. Sometimes I think the ISKCON becoming so powerful, spreading the glories of Holy Name, that must have some reason behind it. This is well planned by previous acharyas, by the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. 150 years ago, Bhaktivinoda Thakur predicted, one day will come from Russia, Persia means from France, all the Shvetanga, white body people will come here, and they'll embrace the Indian devotees, and they'll chant together, Jaya Sachinandana, Jaya Sachinandana. And they'll embrace each other. That time there is no ISKCON, there is no possibility of people will come from Russia, Persia. That is 150 years before. 500 years before, Mahaprabhu predicted, Prithiviti Asyata Nagaradi Gram Sarvatra Pracharita Haiva Maranam. This holy name will spread all over the world 500 years before. So who could believe that people in America, German, Japan will chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna? Any Indians will believe? Indians, they only think, among the Indians, who chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna? Who chant? Only old ladies, isn't it? Old people, they chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Who reads Bhagavatam? People, they go to die that time, they look for Bhagavatam. Oh, we have to read some Bhagavatam. He's going to die. Before ISKCON starts, Indians, we didn't know that in the young stage we'll chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We could never imagine these things. But to speak of people in general, if Gaudiya Vaishnavs, Gaudiya Math people, they would not believe. I have heard, but Mahaprabhu has said, Prithiviti Asyata Nagaradi Gram, all over the world. Then they would comment, oh, Mahaprabhu meant all over the world means all over India. They would give their one commentary. Mahaprabhu said all over world, that means all over India. It could be like that. But Prabhupada broke their misconception. If Mahaprabhu said, Prithivite Asyata is Prithivi, is not India. And that has happened 500 years ago, this prediction was there. 5,000 years ago also, it was predicted. When Krishna will leave the planet, all the holy livers, Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati, they came to meet with Lord Krishna. Said, oh, my Lord, you are going to leave this planet. How can we stay? We want to go back with you. Because when Krishna left the planet, Krishna Sudham Apagate Dharma Gyanadhivisaha Kalonashta Dushamesa Puranar Kodhunatita. Krishna Sudham Apagate Dharma Gyana. When Krishna left the planet, dharma, jnana, everything left along with Krishna. So all these rivers, they went to Krishna, said, oh my Lord, we want to go with you back to spiritual world. Because it's not the Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati, they are not from this material world. They all originated from Golok Vrindavan. So Krishna said, no, you stay here. You wait here for 5,000 years. And exactly just see after 5,000 years what happened. Krishna said, you all reverse wait here for 5,000 years. After 5,000 years, my devotees will come from all over the world. And they will chant Haribol and chant, and they will take bath in your water. And in this way, you will spend your time very happily. And we can see now how devotees from all over the world are coming to India and taking bath in Ganga, Jamuna, Kaveri, Godavari, chanting together the holy name. So the point I'm trying to make is, it's very well planned. Mayapur Dham glory will manifest, very secret, the most secret holy abode for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Also it is predicted by Bhakti Devi, where Narada Muni traveling all over the earthly planet, finally he went to Vrindavan. There he could hear somebody is crying, some lady crying. And following that crying sound vibration, he went to the bank of Jamuna. There he saw one very young girl sitting there and two old men lying in front of her. Grey hair, very skinny body, and falling asleep unconscious there. That time Narada Muni asked, "Who are you? And who are these two old men in front of you?" And few ladies, they were pacifying her, speaking different things. Then Narada Muni asked, "Who are all these ladies?" Then she offered obeisances to Narada Muni and said, "I am Bhakti Devi." Then she described how I took birth in Dravida. Then I went to Maharashtra, I was very healthy there. Then I came to Gujarat, I became very sick. Then finally I came to Vrindavan. Because Bhakti, Vrindavan is place of Bhakti. So she accumulated lot of energy, but Jnana Vairagya, because that is not place of Jnana and Vairagya. So they could not get their energy. So she was introducing, that time she had mentioned that I will leave Vrindavan and go to Western countries, foreign countries, this particular world. I will go to Videsh. Videsh means foreign countries. So I am thinking, how she would go to foreign countries? The Sanskrit word says, I will go to foreign countries. Who can bring Bhakti Devi to foreign countries? Where Bhakti Devi residing? Bhakti Bhagavat Bhakta Sangana Parijayata. Bhakti Devi residing within the heart of his devotee. So Srila Prabhupada was that pure devotee who carried Bhakti Devi from Vrindavan to America. When Prabhupada was on the ship, two times heart attack. We feel very surprised. How could he make it two heart attack in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean? But what heart attack can harm him? The Bhakti Devi is residing there. The heart which is carrying Bhakti Devi, what else, what thing is that can attack that heart? So this is how the Bhakti Devi went all over the world now. So that is how we all came to know about the glory of Navadvip Dham. So now you will stay here for 9 days or 8 days, 10 days. You will see many places of Navadvip Dham. Every day you will be hearing so much sweet pastimes of Lord Gauranga from His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. So Acharya is saying, Gaura Amar Jesavasthan Karila Brahmana Range Sesavasthan Heriba Ami Pranayi Bhakata Sangha. Coming to the holy dham does not give any value to your life. What gives value to our life is, our Acharya is saying, Gaura Amar Jesavasthan Karila Brahmana Range. All those places my Gauranga Mahapur has traveled to manifest his sweet pastimes, I'll travel to those places with loving devotees. So you are very fortunate. They are traveling to Navadvip Dham with a loving devotee of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. Because this dham cannot be seen through eyes. Through eye you can't see dham. Dham we have to see through ears. Mudha nanu paschanti paschanti jnana chakshusah. You go to Vrindavan, Navadvip, you see some pond, rotten water, and some broken house, some tree. What sense that will make to us? But when we hear the glories, then real understanding comes. So in this way, we are very fortunate that we are here in Navadvip Dham. So I will explain briefly about Navadvip Dham, so you have a preliminary idea about Navadvip Dham. So how many of you know the name of nine islands? one a few few of you know very good. See, Navadip Dham creation is very unique. You know that Brahma is the creator, but actually Brahma is not the creator. Brahma is not real creator. Brahma is secondary creator, upasarga. Sarga, and he is doing visarga. He is secondary creator of this material cosmic manifestation. The real creator is Vishnu. He creates all the elements, basic elements. Then Brahma, secondary creator. And if you really analyze, neither Brahma nor Vishnu are creator. It's all happening by the desire of Krishna. Tumi sarve swareshara brajendra kumar, tomar ichha vishwar srijana sanghar. Just by the simple desire of Krishna, the unlimited cosmic manifestations, including the spiritual world also, comes to existence, manifests by the sweet will of Krishna. Taba ichhamate brahma karana srijana, taba ichhamate vishnu karana palana, taba ichhamate sib karana sanghara, taba ichhamate maya srije karagar. All these functions performed by Vishnu, Brahma, Shiva and Mayadevi, simply the desire of Krishna. But interesting thing is, everything in the spiritual world, material world, manifested by the desire of Krishna, except one place, that did not manifest by the desire of Krishna. Something came to existence beyond the desire of Krishna. That is this Navadip Dham. Jaya Navadip Dham ki. Once Radharani sitting and thinking, Radharani sometimes always is surrounded by so much competitor with her, Chandravali groups and different things. But she wanted to exclusively serve Krishna. I want to exclusively serve Krishna. Then when she desired like this, by her desire, this Navadip Dham manifested. Then Radharani found herself in a place exactly like Vrindavan. That's why it is known as Gupta Vrindavan, unmanifested. All 12 forests are here in this Navadip Dham. Radha Kunda, Sam Kunda, Giri Govardhan, everybody existing here. She found everything equal, everything same. She was very happy. But she was not fully happy because Vrindavan is here, but Krishna is not here. So what is the use of Vrindavan? Just like in Vrindavan Lila, Krishna plays on his flute and attracts Radharani. And this place, Radharani plays on a flute and Krishna gets attracted. When Radharani did not found in this Navadip Dham, just created from his from her desire, then she played on a flute, then Krishna immediately manifested there. Then Krishna that time said, I am so pleased. You love me so much, have created a nice place for me. So I will never leave this place. I will eternally stay here. So Radha Krishna, Radharani serving Krishna exclusively. This is the place she exclusively serves Krishna. And Krishna also told, whoever will serve me here in Navadip Dham, so very quickly, he will develop love for me. So this is the reason why this place is so hidden, so secret. Why? Because love is very secret, very powerful subject matter. Love, prema. Prema is a sampad, is a wealth. So prema nama mritamattu taram. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this form, he becomes so magnanimous, so prema nama mritamattu taram. Being very magnanimous, he gave his name and prema. Usually he does not give this. Chira adadata nijagupta bitam. This is his nijagupta bitam, his hidden treasure. He never gives love. He gives perfection in your life, such as going to heavenly planets, going to get liberation, going to Vaikuntha also, but Krishna prem never given. Why he doesn't give prema? Why he doesn't give prema bhakti? Because once he gives prema bhakti, he will be sold out to that person. So you will be sold out to somebody, you have 10 times check whom you are getting sold out. You can't just give to anybody. So such a secret subject matter, he will give to everybody. So that is the reason this dham does not manifest always. Once in one day of Brahma, the glory of this dham manifests. This is the importance of this place, Navadvip dham. How this Navadvip dham manifested? The Navadvip dham eternally existing. Now also Mahapurush pastimes going on. Adyapiha Gauraraya Seilila Kaya Kono Kono Bhagyaban Dekhibare Paya. Now also Mahapurush pastime going on. Only most fortunate living entities can see that. Mahapurush pastimes. So I will tell you now about a little bit of Navadvip dham. Non-different from Vrindavan. Then like Vrindavan 84 cross, the Navadvip dham or Gauramandala Bhumi, known as Brajamandala and Gauramandala. Gauramandala means all those places the Mahaprabhu went from here and performed his pastimes, known as Gauramandala. 168 miles circumference, Gauramandala Bhumi. So almost like 84 miles, 84 cross also. 168 miles is Gauramandala. And this Gauramandala Bhumi is compared to a lotus flower with hundreds of petals, lotus flower. And middle of Gauramandala Bhumi is the Navadvip Mandala Bhumi. The Navadvip Mandala, 32 miles, that circumference, that is the Navadvip Mandala Bhumi. The nine islands, like a lotus flower with 8 petals, and the middle, that is Antardip, like Karnika. What they say in English, I don't know. So the middle of this lotus flower, whorl. That is Antardip. So Gauramandala Bhumi, you remember, 168 miles, Navadvip Mandala is 32 miles, then Antardip is 10 miles. 10 miles circumference is Antardip. And in Antardip, middle of the Antardip, that is Mayapur. Gauramandala Bhumi, middle of Gauramandala Bhumi, Navadvip Mandala Bhumi, middle of Navadvip Mandala Bhumi, Antardip, middle of Antardip is Mayapur, 3 miles circumference, Mayapur. And middle of Mayapur is Yogapit. Yoga means connection. The exact spot where Supreme Personality of Godhead connects him to this earthly planet, Yogapit. In the middle of Yogapit, who is there? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there. So this is how the whole thing comes to the point, right? The middle of earthly planet is Gauramandala Bhumi, then Navadvip Mandala Bhumi, then Antardip, then Mayapur, then Yogapit. So Mayapur, what is Mayapur? Before I join ISKCON, in India people they know what is Mayapur, what is Maya. Mayapur they don't know, but Maya what we know? All this is Maya. Oh, he's in Maya. Oh, you are in Maya. So when I was trying to join ISKCON, one of my mother told me, why you want to go to the Mayapur, that place of Maya, don't go there. Since then I'm thinking, what is Mayapur? One explanation we gave, this is controlled by Yogamaya. But why not Yogamayapur then? Why is Mayapur? If Maya Devi has a special role, special service here. That's why the Maya Devi has given special service here. I'll tell you in course of my description. So this Navadvip Dham, just like in Brajamandal, in the middle of Brajamandal, the Jamuna River is flowing and one side, towards the eastern side, I think, there are 5 bans, Dwadasa Ban. That Dwadasa Ban, here 9 islands. So 5 bans are forest towards the eastern side of Jamuna and 7 forest are bans towards the western side of Jamuna. Here you will find there are 4 islands. to the eastern side of Ganga and five islands to the western side of Ganga. Mahaprabhu's time, the whole place, so many rivers are the intersection flowing here. When you are doing your parikrama, you will see also many dead river beds still there also. River beds are there. Pieces of river beds are there. So all these rivers, actually, all the rivers are here. Ganga, Jamuna, one side of this river known as Ganga, one side is Jamuna, Saraswati, Jalangi river is Saraswati, Tribeni, Sangama, Alakananda, all the rivers are here. So they were passing through each other and creating very beautiful nine islands. If you will go through the Navadvip Mandal Parikrama that I composed from different books, you will see so nice beauty has been described there by our Acharyas. So the middle island is Antardip. Try to remember every island's name, okay, when I'm describing. The purpose of my coming here, even if I am suffering from fever, to make you memorize the nine islands' name, okay? So if by the end of my lecture, you memorize nine islands' name, then you do justice to me. So Antardip, I'll tell very briefly because anyway you will come, you will hear more elaborate explanation. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has performed so much unlimited pastimes that even if he Anantadev Sahasra, who mouth, he can't finish it. Sometimes when we read Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita, specifically Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he's describing and he's saying that in one day Mahaprabhu performs so many pastimes, but the book will be too big if I write. But when we read, we enjoy so much. Sometimes I think, why you have not millions of books like this? Mahaprabhu must have performed so many sweet pastimes in Puri, in Navadvip. How nice it would be. We would just read Mahaprabhu's pastimes and spend our life. Because if you listen to Mahaprabhu's pastimes, you don't have to read any other Veda, Vedanta, Upanishad, Purana. Because whatever written in all these Vedic scriptures, Mahaprabhu has exhibited by his own example. So that was one purpose, among different purposes, why Krishna came as Gauranga. He has his external reason, he has his internal reason. He came to give Naam and Prem. He came to understand his own Prema, the power of Prema, to release the Prema. Then he came by the call of Advaita Acharya. Then one reason is, he came to teach us apane acharya dharma jibare sikha. 5000 years ago, Krishna came and he gave this knowledge through Bhagavad Gita. Then 4500 years he is waiting. I spoke to the people, they will get some knowledge. Waiting, waiting, waiting. Then Krishna realized the Kaliyuga people head is too thick. They don't understand what I speak. Then I have to go do myself and teach these things. So that's why he came as Gauranga. That is one reason also. So Mahaprabhu pastime is so sweet. So this Antardip, you listen in more elaborately all these things. The Antardip. As I was telling, Mahaprabhu manifested his pastimes 500 years ago. But actually the pastimes going on thousands of years before also, unmanifested. In Tritya Yug, in Satya Yug, Dhapara Yug, all incarnations of God have come here. You believe that all incarnations of God, they have come here? Narasimha Bhagavan came, Ram came, Krishna came, they all have come here? You believe that? You believe yes or no? But I don't believe. Because, I'll tell you at one point, they all have not come from there to here. According to scripture, they all have gone from here to there. Yeah. That is what Navadvip Mandala Parikrama says. In Godramdeep, when pastime took place, when Brahman was very devoted to Pushkar Tirtha, then he was walking to Pushkar Tirtha, Dibadas, his name is Dibadas. So he reached Navadvip on his way to Pushkar Tirtha. In dream he saw that you stay here, you will find great benediction. You stay here, your life will be successful. So in this way, he was very inspired. By seeing that dream, he stayed in Navadvip Dham. Then when he became very old, all of a sudden he developed great desire to see Pushkar Tirtha. But by that time he was very old. He was not able to walk. He said, what shall I do? He started to cry. He said, why I stayed here? I could not see now Pushkar Tirtha. I cannot walk over there. He was feeling very sad. Then once Pushkar Tirtha appeared to him, an old man. Then why are you worrying so much? You go take bath in this pond. Then when he entered, maybe in your parikrama you will go and see that pond. He went, took that bath, then came out, whole Pushkar Tirtha manifested to him. He saw whole, he is in Pushkar Tirtha. The old man is standing next to him. Then he started to cry. So why are you crying? You should be happy. I manifested. I feeling now so sad. Why I developed desire like this? Because I developed desire like this. This made you to come all the way from there to here. Where is Pushkar Tirtha, you know? In the west side of India. Then this Brahman saying, oh, I'm so sad. I put you in so much trouble. I made you to come from all the way from there to here. Then Pushkar Tirtha said, oh my child, I did not come from there to here. Actually, this is my eternal place. I had gone from here to there. So in this way, it is not that, this is the glory of Navadvip Dham. So how are the pastimes happening? The Krishna, Rama, Varaha, all the incarnations of God are here. All rishis, all devatas, Shruti, Smriti, if you go through this parikrama book, you will understand. Starting from Ramanujacharya, Nimbarka, Vishnusami, everyone, they have come here and got darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the end of Dwapar Yuga, Brahma came. There is one place here called Atapur. We don't know where is that place now. We have no information. Atapur. Brahma came to do tapasya. Because you know this story, how Brahma thought, how Krishna can be Bhagavan? How Krishna can be Bhagavan? Because Krishna going to graze the cows, and he leave the cows, all the demigods, Brahma watching, enjoying, oh, Supreme Personality of Godhead, taking prasad. Actually, they see one day Krishna killed Aghasur. So after killing Aghasur, Krishna went to eat in the forest. Every day conscious sent three demons to kill Krishna. One morning, one noon, one evening. Actually, these boys, they go for grazing cows, but they are not busy in grazing cows. They all play around. Playing, they get so much play, they forget to eat their food. And they had no wash that time. How they'll understand what time to eat? But every day so many demons would come. If demon comes, Krishna kills, they realize, oh, now we have time to eat. Yeah. Then after eating, then again start playing. Then another demon comes, they kill it. They kill that demon. Then, oh, now we have to go back to house. It is like that. One day, Aghasur came. Krishna killed Aghasur. All demigods very happy, sprinkling flowers, jubilation. All demigods went back to their house. Brahma watching, still he did not go. He was, what is happening next? Then Brahma saw that they are all eating. The tiffin carrier, open tiffin carrier. They are eating. Siddham Subal, some nice food. Oh, kanai. Very tasty. My mother, from his mouth, would take and give to Krishna. And Krishna eating very happily. That time by seeing this, Brahma lost all his intelligence. What is going on here? Param Brahma, Veda never describes things like this. Veda says only Brahmana can feed God. They are neat, clean, so many things. This fellow is eating from the mouths of others. I don't accept his God. Yeah. Then he called a whole meeting, called back all the demigods. You guys all seated, he's not God. Sometimes I think, if Brahma is bewildered to accept Krishna as God, Nowadays, people are not accepting Krishna as a God. What a big surprise is that. And that is the quality of Parambrahma. That is the quality of Parambrahma. Bhagavatam, first verse saying, Mujjanti jata suraya. I am made up of such a substance that I am made up of bewildering everybody. Krishna is made up of bewildering everybody, including great demigods and rishis also. What to speak of others? Then you know the whole story. He started to test Krishna, but then finally he realized Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he thought to himself, oh my Lord. Now he begged forgiveness, Krishna. Krishna said, okay, I forgive you. But he was not satisfied. But you may forgive me now. But the big position you have given me, that will always drift me away from my understanding. How I will be protected? I may commit offense again. So then Brahma came to this Atapur, a special place, and he performed severe austerities there. Tapasya, he did Gaurabhajan. Then one day Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he appeared to Brahma, very beautiful, tall figure, very nice looking form, very radiant, effulgent personality. Then Brahma offered obeisances. Then what you want? What boon you want? Then Brahma said that you please bless me. How I will be saved from my most elevated position? It's too bad for me. You please bless me so that I will take birth in a very javan, low family. Then Mahaprabhu said, yes, tathastu, that will happen to you. You will take birth in a very low family. Your name will be Haridas. You will appear again when I manifest my pastimes. And you will chant 300,000 holy names. And your name will be Namacharya. All these things he predicted that time. That's why Brahma came as Haridas Thakur. Brahma Haridas, we say. After saying that, then he said, but now I'll reveal some secret things from my heart, core of my heart. I'll reveal a secret from core of my heart. Then he said, I'll come to this earth planet, the beginning of Kali Yuga, to give something that never I have given before. It is Krishna Prem, the Prema Sampad. That will give to everybody. So because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told Brahma, Antar Deep. Antar means Antar, no? Inside the core of your heart is Antar, secret things, Antar. No? He brought out something which was within his heart. So it become Antar Deep. So that's why this island is known as? Antar Deep. Then we'll go to next island, that is Srimanta Deep. So just like Brahma came here once in Kailas, Lord Shiva was chanting the holy name of Gauranga, Gaura, 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 and exhibiting great ecstasy. Then Mother Parvati came in front of Shivaji. Oh my Lord, I always see you are in ecstasy, but never have I seen ecstasy like this. How can you get ecstasy like this? And who is this name you are chanting? Gaura, Gaura, Gaura. Who is this Gaura? Then Lord Shiva revealed, yes, this is the name giving so much ecstasy to me. Then Mother Parvati said, please tell me, how can I get ecstasy like this? How can I get kripa of Gauranga? Now, Lord Shiva said, how this Gauranga is so merciful among all the forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and gives love of Godhead freely to everybody. Everybody becomes fortunate. Then Parvati said, how I can become fortunate like this? Then Mahadev said, you go to earthly planet in Navadvipadham, you do tapasya. Then Parvati came, when you go to Srimanta Deep or Jagannath temple, you will see the beautiful form. Parvati Devi sitting and doing tapasya in our temple campus, it is there. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu blessings. And Parvati was doing Gaurabhajan here. One day Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared. Then Parvati Devi immediately went, fell at his lotus feet and took the dust of his lotus feet and put here on her head. Then Parvati started to cry. Then Mahaprabhu said, why are you crying? You should feel very happy. I have appeared to you. Instead of becoming happy, you are crying in sadness. She was very sad. Then Parvati said, she started to cry more. With very sadness, he said, but everybody say, Krishna Surya Samam Maya Hai Andhakar, Jaha Krishna Taha Nahi Mayara Adhikar. That you are like sun, and I am like darkness. Wherever you are, I cannot go there. So that means you have come here, you will give mercy to everybody except me. Because I can't do anything for you directly. She gave that a very nice logic. That if you come to deliver everybody, give Krishna Prem, you don't give to me. Then Mahaprabhu elaborately explained everything. That how, no, you are doing my service also. In another form, you are Yogamaya. Here you are Mahamaya. But in Vrindavan, you are in Purnamasi. But here you will be as Proudhamaya. When you go to Navadvip, you will see Proudhamaya there. In Proudhamaya, you will serve. And here is why this name Mayapur. The Maya was given a special service. Mahaprabhu said, you do service. What is your service? Your service is all these Vaishnava Nindukas, blasphemers of Vaishnavas, all the Pasandis. You make sure the glory of my dham will be never revealed to them. You safeguard my dham. The specific service is given to Maya Devi. So that time, the Parvati took the dust of the lotus feet of Gaurangaman, put the middle of this hair, ladies, they put the hair both sides. This is called in Bengal Srimanta, Sinti or Srimanta. So that is the reason that island name is Srimanta Deep. That island name is? What is the first island name was? Second island name? Srimanta Deep. So this is the north of Saraswati River. Then you go to the south of Saraswati River. There is Godrum Deep there. Godrum Deep, because when everything is inundated, that time there is a cow, Surabhi cow used to live there. And everything inundated, the Markandeya Rishi came there and Surabhi cow gave milk. And also, as happened to Brahma, same thing happened to whom? To Indra also. Today that special day. That Indra understood, realized, wow, who is this Krishna? Because Indra was thinking, Indra also same way, Bujjanti Jata Suraya. He was bewildered, he didn't understand. His Brajavasis, they're serving me, they're serving Indra, they're doing Indra Puja. Till today they're doing Indra Puja. And Indra is waiting for that day to come, he'll be worshipped. But Brajavasi did not worship Indra, they all worshipped Govardhan. Indra is waiting, what happened? Nothing coming to me. Then he saw this Brajavasis, the cowherd people, foolish people, they don't know who I am. A small boy, by hearing the small boy, they're worshipping a mountain. Okay, I'll see these guys. Then heavy rain, for 7 days. We'll discuss towards the end a little bit, how Krishna protected all Brajavasis. Then finally, Krishna went and lifted Giri Govardhan. For 7 days, there's no problem. Everybody enjoying, watching nice, beautiful face of Krishna. At the end of 7 days, then Indra said to Vayu Devata, can you go and check for me? By now, all Brajavasis must be finished. The Vayu Devata came and went back to Indra, told, no, Brajavasis are not finished. They're having nice picnic there. So what is going on? They're not destroyed? No. The small boy has lifted the whole mountain and they're all under that. They're having very happy time. Indra did not believe this. How can that happen? Just imagine, by physics, anybody will believe that a 7-year-old boy lifting a mountain, how can he catch hold of the mountain? It's all bogus things. This is not a bogus for our modern day scientists. This was a bogus for Indra also. He was considered this a bogus thing. This can never happen. Indra thinks it's bogus. Our modern day scientific bogus. What a surprise is that. Then Indra calculating. No.
I said, that boy has not lifted the mountain. In previous ages, the mountains were flying in the sky. And sometimes they just sit down anywhere they like. And some village would be ruined like that. So I chopped up their wings. So that since then, they were not able to fly anymore. I think maybe this mountain has developed little wings. The mountain may be flying, not this boy is picking up. That much fool he was to think. He did not believe. Then he sent a thunderbolt, lightning. Can you go and check again? What is going on? Then thunderbolt came and said, yes, I saw. That boy is lifting the mountain. Then he realized something serious then. No. Then he came. He saw Krishna lifting the mountain. Then he realized he is Bhagavan. Then what to do? He was so scared. He did not come in front of Krishna. He ran to Brahman Loka. Oh, Brahmaji, Brahmaji, please help me, help me. Then what help you want? Then I am in big trouble. Then he described the whole story, what happened. Then how he is giving a hard time to Brajavasis. Then Brahma said, you did not get any other place to play with. You went to that place. And you are calling me. Then Indra said, you please come with me. Indra said, Brahma, you please come with me. On behalf of me, you can speak few words to Krishna. Not to excuse me. Then Brahma said, hey, you are calling me to speak on behalf of you. I was the same fool like you. I did the same mistake. I feel so shy. I can't show my face to him. Better you go to Suravika. Krishna ji, Namo Brahmana Devaya Go Brahmana Hitayaja. Maybe he is very affectionate to Suravika. Then he went to Suravika. Then along with Suravika, he came to Vrindavan. Krishna, after 7 days, now then everything finished. Then Krishna said, now he has to put down the mountain. Well, all the Brajavasis, they have to go out of the mountain. Krishna said, you please all get out of this place. I have to put down the mountain. I said, how can I leave alone here? Well, Brajavasis think, we have stick, by the stick we are holding. No. We can leave alone here. Krishna pursuing, no, you go out. Then I will put it. They did not listen. The Krishna little bit loosed his finger. Then mountain fell on one side. All Brajavasis ran away from there. Then after that, Krishna put down the mountain. By few minutes, so much sunshine and everything, whole Braja was completely dried up by that time. Before that, whole Braja was under the water. Few minutes, then all went back. Krishna put back the mountain, but he did not go. He stayed there. He's sitting on top of a stone. He knows what next will happen. Then Indra went to Suravika. With Suravika coming, and Indra feeling so shy. He's holding the lens, the tail of Suravika. He can't go in front. Holding her, put his head down like this. You know. Just imagine how he's feeling like that. As a proud man. Can you imagine such a proud man would come down to beg forgiveness? You know. From here we should understand. We are also all proud like that. So how much we have to understand? You know. To go to somebody to surrender, Indra, how much heavy heart he would be. Feeling so shy, holding the tail of cow, and keeping her in front of him. And he came, and he put his helmet on lotus feet of Krishna. He gave his name Govinda. He put Airavati Hasti, and make big Abhishek. All these kundas are there, if you go, you will see that. So after that, beg forgiveness. Krishna forgave him. But then he said, but next time you will come as Gauranga, I may commit again offense to you. Then along with Suravika, then he came here to Navadvip Dham. Navadvip Dham, Suravika Kunja is there. When you go on Parikrama, you will see that place. Suravika Kunja, that is the place Nityananda Prabhu started his first Namahatta program. Suravika Kunja te Namer Hat khule chai, khod nichai. Ki nitai? Khoda nitai. What is khoda means? This khod, the khod nimai nitai. Many people they pronounce different way and different meaning. All khod nitai means he himself, Nityananda Prabhu himself. This Suravika Kunja, the Namahat started.
That is the place Suravika Athi Indra was doing his tapasya. That island is known as Godrum Deep. Druma means big tree, go means cow. So what is that island name? Only few boys telling here. What the first island name? Second island name? Third island name? Okay. Then fourth island will go now. So once all Saptarishis, the first children of Brahma, after Chatushkumar, Brahma started Brahma from his mind. Chatushkumar appeared. Then all the Saptarishis appeared from different parts of Brahma's body. Then they asked Brahma, what is the highest perfection of the life? Then Brahma said, Krishna Prem is the highest perfection of life. Then his children, Saptarishis, asked, what is the best way to achieve this highest perfection of life, Krishna Prem? At the beginning of the universe, at the beginning of the creation, the secret was revealed. Then Brahma said that the best way to achieve the highest perfection life, develop love for Krishna, the mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Then who is this Gauranga Mahaprabhu? How to get that? Then Brahma said, you go to Navadvip Dham. Then you do Gaura Bhajan there. So then they came to this specific island and they're glorifying, talking to each other, glories of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, doing Gaura Bhajan. Then one day, midday time, that effulgent personality appeared in front of them. That effulgent personality was so effulgent, he was surpassing the effulgence of the midday sunshine. So that was Sri Chaitanya Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Now all the Saptarishis, they offered obeisances and got the blessings of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So because Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared in the midday, midday means madhya divas, madhya. Madhya means mid. He appeared in midday, more effulgent than midday sun. That's why that island name is Madhya Deep. Because of midday he appeared. What is the island name? So what is the first island? I am asking this question not for the people that know all the island names. I am asking this question for the people that did not know and now they memorized. Okay. So please try for that. What is the first island name? Second island name? Third island name? Fourth island name? So this, we completed all the islands on the eastern side of Ganga. So we'll go to the western side of Ganga. That starts from Koladip. There is one Brahman, Vasudev Vipra in Satyajug. This happened in Satyajug. Vasudev Vipra was a great devotee of Varahadev. So he used to worship Varahadev. And he's very eagerly praying, Varahadev, how can I have your darshan? So then he was thinking, my life is useless, I am not getting darshan of Varahadev. So one day due to his intense love and devotion, Varahadev, huge form, he appeared to this Vasudev Vipra. Then Varahadev revealed that where you are now, you should not lament. This is my original place. This is the place I appeared from, this place, to kill Hiranyaksha. I eternally stay here. And you are very fortunate. I bless you that you will appear again when I do my manifested pastime here in the Kali Yuga. So that time, this place will be known as Koladip. Varahadev, another name is Kola. Kola means Varahadev. Kola means boar incarnation. Kola means boar. So that's why that island, there's a big mountain there also. Then this Brahman, he went to the scriptures. The scriptures reveal about Gauranga Mahaprabhu in a very hidden way. But he realized, wow, this is true. All the scriptures mentions about this. Then he was very convinced. So since then, that place was known as Koladip. So in this way, the fifth island, that is on the other side of Ganga, is known as Koladip. So next to Koladip is Ritudip. Ritu means seasons. So all the seasons, personification. They are having some ishtagosti, sitting together, they're discussing, glorifying, oh, Krishna has said, one day he'll come as Gauranga form. Then somebody said, when he'll come? Then so, oh, Narada Muni said that he will come and Gauranga form in this age of Kali. Then somebody asked, he'll come? During what period he'll come? The six seasons. Sita Rutu, Basanta, Hemanta, Grishma, which season he'll come? Then somebody said, he'll come in Basanta Rutu. So that is why Basanta is Ritu Raj, he's the king of all seasons. So Basanta is very happy. Then, because in spring season, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. Then Basanta, you are so fortunate. Then Mahaprabhu will appear in your season. Then Basanta said, no, even if he appears in my season, but I will allow all of you to serve Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So that is the reason this island is known as Ritu Deep, because all six seasons throughout the years they are there. But they manifest whenever Mahaprabhu go there for a special pastimes, according to pastime, that season manifests there. So that's why that island is known as Ritu Deep. Okay, tell me now. You remember the last island? What is the last island? Koladip. The first island?
Adhati.
Second?
Adhati.
Third island?
Adhati.
Fourth?
Adhati.
You are writing and sing that or what? The next one? You forgot what island you have said. What is the next island?
Adhati.
After Ritu Deep, then we will go to Jahnu Deep. Jahnu Deep is an island. Each island, so many pastimes Mahaprabhu performed. Jahnudip, Jahnu Muni was doing tapasya. You know, when Mahaprabhu, Bhagirath, King Bhagirath, was bringing Ganga Devi from Himalaya, he was blowing kangsal, and Ganga Devi following her. Coming. He came up to here. I'm Bhagirath walking, blowing the kangsal. He has to go all the way up to Sagar, ocean. At one point, Bhagirath looked back. Ganga is no more following. Stopped. Then Bhagirath came back. Mother Ganga, you have to go another 200 kilometers. My ancestors are there. Then Ganga Dev said, no, I am not going there. I will stay here. And how my ancestors will be delivered? No, I will stay here for 1 month more. Because after 1 month, there will be Gaurapunya festival. I will attend Gaurapunya festival, then I will go. This happened when? Long thousands of years before, must be, no? But since, that's why, always Mahaprabhu, that time also, Gaurapunya festival, he stayed one month here to attend Gaurapunya festival. That's Gauranagar is there. Where this Ganga, that Bhagirath was there, the Gauranagar is still there. So then, Ganganagar, call us Ganganagar. Ganga Devi stayed there, the Ganganagar is still there. Then when Ganga started to flow, when Ganga is flowing, Rishi Jahnu Muni was doing tapasya, closing his eyes. At one point he realized he's doing tapasya, all his kamandula, lota, kamandul, gamsa, everything gone washed away. Then he opened his eyes, the river has washed away everything. Then he becomes so angry. Powerful Rishi, can you imagine how much powerful Rishis they would be? Whole Ganga inside his stomach. Sometimes I think if rishis have that much power, then why should you doubt the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Yes, Prabhupada is saying, if by the desire of Supreme Personality of Godhead, unlimited Brahmanda are floating, then why that Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot lift this mountain? That is nothing for it. But foolish people, they don't understand. Then when he drank everything, then Bhagirath, hopeless, what to do? All my ancestors are there. Then again he started to worship this Jahnu Muni. Then Jahnu Muni felt compassion. Then the problem is, but what can I do now? If I spit everything out of my mouth, it will be contaminated. So that is why Jahnu Muni cut his thigh. Somewhere he cut his thigh, somewhere say from his ears. Then Ganga Devi came. So from here onwards, Ganga Devi known as Jahnavi. Jahnavi, daughter of Jahnumuni. So that is Jahnavi. That's why that island is known as Jahnudip. Local people, they call it Jahnagar. Jahnagar. And the Ritudip, local people, they call it Ratupur. Mahaprabhu, they call it Ratupur. The Madhyadip, local people call it Masdiya. These are still there. It's not speculated. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote these things. But you see, all this place still called has related like this. We can't say something speculative subject matter. So this is Jahnagar and Jahnudip. Then Jahnumuni at one time, he had darshan. Many topics we listen, but many things happened that we don't hear usually. How Saraswati Devi initially appeared on this earthly planet in Ritudip. But in this Parikrama book describes all these things. And in Bhakti Ratnakar, Aj also describes all these things, many secret things there. So this island name is known as Jahnu Deep because Jahnumuni was doing tapasya. We'll go one more revision. You're all ready? What is the first island? Second island? Third island? Fourth island? Fifth island? Sixth island? Seventh island. The next island is eighth island, Modadurma Deep. Very interesting island. The beauty of this island is so nice. Even if now you will go, you see the beauty. So green, so pleasant place. In Tretya Yug, Lord Ramchandra came here. When Ramchandra was in exile, he was staying in forest along Sita and Lakshman. He came here. Pancha Pandavas came here. Yudhishthira. So many personalities they came here. And one day, there was a huge tree on this island. And Ramchandra was sitting on the stone. And Sita Devi was sitting there and doing some flower garland or something. And Ramchandra also enjoying the beauty of Navadvip Dham. He's enjoying, wow, so nice place. He's feeling very pleasing, very pleasing, very happy to see the Navadvip Dham. And he's smiling, sitting there and smiling. Then Sita Devi looked at him, said, why are you smiling for nothing? Just looking and smiling. What makes you smile? Then Ramchandra said, yes, something came to my mind, I'm smiling. So what is that came to your mind? Then you see, just like now, we have left our house, we are roaming around in the forest. In Kali Yuga, one time, I will come also, but I will be roaming around, but not in forest, in village to village, city to city, I will be roaming around. But opposite thing is now, you are traveling with me, but that time you will never travel with me. He said, that time I'll take sannyas. For me, my wife will cry. My mother will cry. Then Sita Devi said, why will you make your mother, your wife to cry like this? Then at one point he said, if you know you will take sannyas, then why should you marry? You should not marry then. Then Sita Devi said, then Ramchandra, then he explained the whole philosophy of this Vipralamba Bhav, that what Mahaprabhu had come for. Mahaprabhu, the highest thing he came to release, he explained to Sita Devi that I have two kinds of loving devotees. They enjoy serving me in two ways. One is in union and in separation. Very secret knowledge, information Ramchandra has told. That union, people they get me, they serve me, that is union. And sometimes I become separated, it's Vipralamba. A biraha bhav. And he said, people by their own endeavor, they reach me, they serve me. But by my special blessings, they lose me. Yes. When we become by my blessings, they get separated. Then he said, because by separation, there is more enjoyment in union. So this is the highest truth been revealed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this was revealed by Ramachandra to Sita Devi. There he revealed one more thing also. He told Sita Devi, in this incarnation, I will worship your golden murti. And when I come as Gauranga, you will worship my golden form. He did not really reveal the whole thing, that when he will come from Lanka, then he will send Sita Devi to the forest. This thing was not revealed. But at one point, when Sita Devi was exiled to forest for doing some yajna, Ramchandra had worshipped golden form of Sita Devi. And Gauranga avatar, when Mahaprabhu took sannyas, and this Vishnupriya also was worshipping the golden form of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Vishnupriya has done so much sacrifice that for the whole world will get love of Godhead. We are all glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, so much sacrifice he has done. But how much sacrifice Vishnupriya has done? You know how old was Vishnupriya when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas? 16 years. 16 years. Mahaprabhu took sannyas 24 years old. Then he was chanting, dancing, ecstasy. No problem. But this poor lady, 16 years old girl, left alone in the house. How old has he left her body? 96. You know how many years in between? 80 years in separation. Just see. How much sacrifice she has to do. She is worshipping this deity. And every day should chant one Hare Krishna Mahamantra, keep one rice separately. Another time chant mantra, keeping rice separately. And whatever she collects, she cook and eat. That is her Vishnupriya. She was leading her life like that. So always you glorify Gauranga Mahaprabhu, but the other part has a great role to play also. Lakshmi Priya, Vishnu Priya, in our life also. So this sweet pastimes on that Tratyajuk took place because Ramchandra, Moda means happiness, pleasant, very happy. Moda means ananda, bliss. Because even if the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ramchandra, he felt very blissful coming to this Navadvipa Dham by seeing the beauty of Navadvipa Dham. So that's why that island name is known as Modadruma. By now you know Druma means tree. Modadruma. Sitting under the tree, he got so much bliss, that is Modadruma. The next island is Rudradip. The ninth island is Rudradip. With Lord Shiva doing tapa, Nila Lohita Shiva. There are many pastimes took place there. The Lord Shiva was blessed there. One interesting thing is, all acharyas, all demigods, all rishis, everybody came here. They got blessings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They got shelter of Mahaprabhu. Except one person. Very funny. Nimbark, all Brahma, Shiva, Indra, all rishis came, all acharyas came. But once Shankaracharya also came here. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to Shankaracharya. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu blessed Shankaracharya. But Mahaprabhu said, Shankaracharya, you please get out of this place. You have no place here because you are Mayavadi. By my order, you will preach Mayavad. But your philosophy has no place in my place. Please don't contaminate my devotee here. You go all over the place. But out of this place. Then Shankaracharya had to go out of this place. Every other acharya, he gave some place, but he said, your philosophy is a very dangerous philosophy. Mayavadi Krishna Aparadhi. The Mayavadis are Krishna Aparadhi. Of course, later on Mahaprabhu, when he has manifested pastimes, even if so, he delivered the Mayavadis, like Prakashananda Saraswati also delivered. Prabhupada is Nirbhesasa Sunyavadi Paschata Desatarini. So in this way, Rudradip, that island is known as Rudradip, and every island, what I spoke now, these are all pre-appearance pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then after his appearance, there are so many sweet pastimes took place. So we'll do a revision now of all islands' name. First island name, okay. Mataji will say, no Prabhus. Okay. What is second island name? Third island name?
Gotamuli.
I give time to you to think. Fourth island name? Fifth island name?
Kolladwip.
I have to adjust and I am thinking properly or not. Kolladwip, huh? So next island?
Rittadwip.
Next island?
Jahnadwip.
Next island? Madhadrum. You are less in number, the sound is coming less. So next island?
Rudradwip.
So I request all of you, how many of you really has remembered the nine islands? I know when we speak together, everybody speaks. But I want to raise your hand, you really remember this nine islands? Wow, you are very intelligent boys. Okay, so now I request you, we carry these nine islands. The 9 days you will see, whatever you will see, take all these islands through your vision to your heart. You carry these islands within yourself and you go back to your places. Every day morning, you meditate on these nine islands. If you meditate, how you are visualize nine islands. By sitting in your house, you will have Navadvip Mandal Parikrama. But that doesn't mean you don't come to Mayapur. You have your meditation, but come every year here. I finish now, Maharaj. Thank you so much. Actually, I am very, very sick. I got stomach problem, then I got some infection. Yesterday I had 100 Fahrenheit fever. I gave class. When I came back, I had 101 degree. Then the Bombay doctor giving me medicine, giving some injection over here. So still, as I told you, by the disease, I suffering by medicine, I suffer more. I was thinking whether I can make this 1.5 hour talk over here or not. But I think by the presence of all you nice devotees, I got empowered to speak by the mercy of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. Something revealed to my heart, some basic thing. To speak in front of Maharaj, this is my childish nature. He has tons of things. And Maharaj listening, hearing, he's listening and hearing to check me if you think I'm talking okay or not. Some apasiddhanta, something I'm talking. So I give full authority to Maharaj. Filling my ears, he can correct me. Thank you so much, Maharaj. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Jolnesh Radhan Swami Maharaj ki, Navadvip Dham ki, Jai Sisi Giriraj Govardhan ki. So Giriraj Govardhan is very merciful. One unique thing, I'll tell you 5 minutes on Giriraj. Because somebody sent me one SMS early morning, some happy Govardhan puja, something like that. Then I wrote to her, later, but I am sick, but still I have to go to give Bhagavatam class. And she wrote, no, Maharaj, don't stress, take too much stress, but you don't be worried. I'll pray, Giriraj Govardhan, you'll be okay. So I must speak 5 minutes on Giriraj. The Giriraj is very merciful. Giriraj is very merciful, very special tattva. Why is very special tattva, you know? Every tattva we see either Bhagavan or Bhakta, either being God or His devotee. But Giriraj is simultaneously Bhakta and Bhagavan. We worship Giriraj. He is the Giriraj as Krishna, non-different from Krishna. But same time, He is Hari Bhakta Varjya, the greatest among all the devotee of Hari, Krishna. Actually, this Giri Govardhan, he appeared in Golok Vrindavan. His name there is Satasringha Parvata. Very interesting his appearance. One day, Krishna, very with great affection, she was looking upon Radharani. And Krishna became so moved to see Radharani. Then he looked upon his heart and he had so much anuraga.
Anuraga, I don't know exact meaning in English, but you all Indians know Anuraga. And he has so much Anuraga has developed. When he looked at his chest, out of his Anuraga, a very, very sparkling something came out from his heart. And they fell on the ground. Then that started to grow. Growing, growing, more, bigger. It's almost taking over the whole Golok Vrindavan. Then Lord Krishna said, hey, what are you doing? You take over the whole Golok Vrindavan. Stop here. Then he stopped there. So that is the appearance of Govardhan. And he is known there, known as Satasringha, Govardhana. Here is known as Govardhana. With cows means go, they are nourished in Govardhan mountain. You must be knowing the pastime, how he appeared in Salmali Dipapunja, then Pulastamani went, brought him to Vrindavan. This is a common story. Or from on future discussion, you may come to know. So, we all pray Giriraj Govardhan, we can develop devotion unto lotus feet of Krishna by his causeless mercy, because he is so merciful. And someday, thousands of people, they circumambulate Giriraj Govardhan. Even the devotees, the karmi people, everybody come. Whatever desire you have, Giriraj will fulfill that desire. Of course, we know what desire we should develop. So we should pray Giriraj Govardhan today. Jai Giriraj Govardhan ki. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.